KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, a high of 64, winds south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Altogether, we picked up just 0.02 of an inch of precipitation so far from the rain that started early this morning around 4:30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Parents of the Harlan Community School District are suing the district over its mask mandate. KETV reports the parents say they're frustrated with the schools as they say other districts in the area are ending their mandates. The action comes as the CDC said fully vaccinated people do not need to wear a mask in most indoor places. Interim Superintendent Lynn Johnson said they want to make room for families who aren't comfortable with the mask mandate, but she added they're also following recommendations from health experts since all students aren't fully vaccinated. On Wednesday, the district started separating students who do not choose to wear a mask from students who do. Thursday was the second day the district placed students who don't wear a mask in other areas like the auditorium and library. But Johnson said that's not punishment. She said they're trying to find a means to continue to keep educating those students, but yet separating from the classrooms where masks are required. Parents say they've heard of students being denied meals if they didn't wear a mask. Johnson said there was a situation Thursday morning where food service personnel told a student they had to wear a mask to get breakfast, that the mask guidelines are put together by the school board, and that situation was rectified. School Board President Amy Ruschenberg said in a statement to the television station, the Harlan Community School District's Board of Directors is committed to providing the students, staff, and visitors to the school a safe environment when the district's buildings and attending school functions. The district has successfully navigated the pandemic with minimal disruption. Harlan Community School District has been successful in keeping students and staff safe and in face-to-face learning all year by following the CDC and state and local public health guidelines and recommendations. The statement went on to say the district is trying to adjust and accommodate quickly to those students who are recently needing mask accommodations for specific reasons. The Harlan Community School Board, it said, is willing to consider modifying current practices if the conditions or data indicate that is what is best for students and staff. Elsewhere in the news, a woman from Creston reported to police on May the 6th that mail was stolen from her mailbox at her residence in the 800 block of West Mills Street. Creston police say the woman was missing a package from Amazon that contained a child's backpack. The loss was estimated at $35. A man being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on theft and meth charges was presented with a warrant from Nebraska on Tuesday. The Pott County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 29-year-old Christian Joseph Lopez of Omaha had been wanted on a Sarpy County, Nebraska warrant for fugitive from justice. Lopez was returned to the custody of corrections staff once he was read the warrant and sent back to his jail cell. Well, the Carroll City Council has approved providing $100,000 in matching funds if a state grant application to repave part of the Sauk Rail Trail comes through. The 33-mile trail runs from Swan Lake State Park, just southeast of Carroll, to Lakeview near Blackhawk Lake State Park. Carroll City Council member Carolyn Seaman said she's gotten feedback on the project from residents in the area. And she says that after they discussed a while back, a couple of people said they're happy with expanding, but they also know the upkeep and maintenance is important as well, so there's enthusiasm for the project. The trail is 8 feet wide, and Carroll City Manager Mike Pogie Weaver said the plan would be to put a 5-inch concrete surface on top of the asphalt. He said there are some areas where the trail has deteriorated to a level where they will remove existing asphalt and replace it with concrete, and then additionally under bridge underpasses. They'll remove the asphalt and put in the concrete so they don't raise the level in those areas. And Pogie Weaver said that's just for clearance reasons. The Carroll County Board of Supervisors has also voted to provide $100,000 in matching funds if a $1 million state grant comes through. The Iowa DOT has set aside $5 million for repairing trails, and grant applications are due by next week. Well, a central Iowa man was arrested Thursday on a charge of animal neglect in connection with the alleged neglect of a puppy who was discovered with a collar deeply embedded into her neck. The Animal Rescue League of Iowa reports 21-year-old Jeremy Bronigan of Des Moines was booked into the Polk County Jail on a $300 bond. A puppy named Junie remains at the ARL under the close watch of three staff veterinarians and the rest of the ARL medical miracle team. Officials say Junie was rescued from near death at Bronigan's home. He's accused of never
adjusting her collar as the puppy grew up and dug into her neck like a vise, causing pain and infection. The ARL said the wound on Junie's neck was 1.5 inches wide and less than a half inch from her jugular. Finally in the news, not that anyone's complaining, but tornadoes have been very scarce in Iowa so far in 2021. This weekend marks the halfway point of the severe weather season, as April, May, and June are the prime months for thunderstorms and twisters. Meteorologist Craig Coghill of the National Weather Service said we've only had 2 tornadoes so far this year. Both of those were in eastern Iowa.
We typically see about 12 to 13 by this point, so it's been really quiet, and you know, we have been relatively at or below normal temperatures for long stretches here, and so that certainly has kind of tampered some of the tornadoes that we normally see this time of year.
Rain is back in the forecast for today, and while Coghill says thunderstorms are possible this weekend in Iowa, the threat of severe weather remains small.
We will see some rain move in, but there's just not much instability with it, and even with the chances that we see over the weekend and into early next week, just not a whole lot of instability and shear that we normally like to see for tornadoes. So really, the threat for tornadoes remains low.
And with the arrival of warmer temperatures in the coming weeks, Coghill says we'll need to remain vigilant for storm development.
We are seeing at least some signs of a shift as we head latter part of next week, maybe into late May, where it does become a little more active, which we'd normally anticipate this time of year anyway. So there are some signs that it may become more active here in the next week or two.
Iowa saw a total of 28 tornadoes touch down last year, which is well below the average number of around 50. That's the news on KJAN. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.